Hey, everybody, I'm Lauren Hicks. Welcome to the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. This is episode 273. Thank you for joining me for today's episode. My goal with 5-Minute Discipleship is to inspire you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. You know, discipleship is not about what we do on Sunday mornings. It's about what we do every single day. It's my prayer that this podcast helps you on this journey. Now, if you're new here, I invite you to visit my website at 5minutediscipleship.com. Today on the podcast, we are talking about the truth that Jesus understands your suffering. Do you ever wish there was someone you could talk to? Someone who would understand the challenges you face at any given moment? But maybe as you think about your friends, your family, your work colleagues, your church, and maybe even your pastor, sometimes it seems that there is no such person. I was reading in the New Testament book of Hebrews, and I came across a fascinating verse of scripture. It's found in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8, and it says, "Jesus learned obedience from what he suffered." What an interesting verse. Jesus learned obedience from what he suffered. He learned obedience by actually obeying. Now, Jesus did not learn how to obey. He learned what is involved in obedience. Jesus learned the experience of obedience, and part of that learning was enduring suffering. Now, it's important to note that one thing God enthroned in heaven does not know is the experience of obedience, because God obeys no one. Everybody obeys God. And we see in Scripture that Jesus obeyed in the spectacular challenges of his life. He obeyed in the ordinary aspects of life. Jesus obeyed as a child, as a teenager, and as a young man. He also obeyed privately, and he obeyed secretly. Jesus obeyed God his Father, and he also obeyed rightful human authority. Jesus obeyed in all things, even to the end. And here's the point from this verse in the book of Hebrews. I want you to see this. Jesus experienced what we experience. Jesus was tested like we are. Jesus suffered like we do. Through it all, he experienced what it was like to be obedient. Today, we serve a God who understands our lives. He understands our joy and our happiness. He understands our pain and our sorrow. Jesus understands when we go through trials, temptations, and even suffering because he has been there. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, the Bible says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin." That high priest is Jesus Christ, and in him I realize that I am not alone. There is someone I can talk to who will understand exactly what I'm going through and what I need at any given moment, because he has been there, and the same is true for you. I love it that this verse tells us that Jesus can empathize with our weaknesses. Jesus feels empathy. Now, empathy is the ability to understand and to share the feelings of another. You know, to the ancient Greeks, the primary attribute of God was the essential inability to feel anything at all. But Jesus isn't like that. He knows and feels what we go through. The ancient Greek word translated empathize literally means to suffer along with. What makes the difference is that Jesus added humanity to his deity and lived among us. When you have been there, it makes all the difference. In John chapter 1, verse 14, speaking of Jesus, says, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us." I hope you'll be encouraged by the knowledge that whatever you are going through, Jesus understands. He understands weariness. He understands grief and sorrow. He understands frustration. He understands the constant demands of life. And he even understands your temptations. And here's today's challenge. It's so easy for us to feel alone and to believe that no one understands what we are going through. Stand on the Word of God today that tells us Jesus understands. He is with you and will provide whatever you need. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. I hope you'll subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or wherever you consume content so that you can join us every day on this discipleship journey. I hope you have a wonderful day, and until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.